guys, we're launching into the second hour of the program, and we're here to take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. 1-855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features, we give them away on our website. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their sites. So go over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the various features there. We've got archives, we've got live streaming, interactivity. You can actually create the content on the site. So the stuff you see there online at freetalklive.com, those numbered items as you go down the main page, those are votes. Those numbers are votes. And the items were submitted by listeners like you. They're news articles, YouTube videos, sometimes blog posts, whatever it is you find online that you think we would like, the host of the show and also the listeners. You submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com. It then appears in the upcoming stories page where it awaits a certain number of votes, and then it is promoted to the front page of the website. And if it's spam, it's deleted. And then, you know, hopefully the most interesting stories will make it to the front and more people will see them. You can go and get interactive at freetalklive.com. Again, freetalklive.com. Let's go to your phone calls here. Andrew is on the line listening in Washington State. And I believe, Andrew, you are listening to KFLD.
Yes, sir.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts. We're not live on that station right now, are we?
No, sir. You guys play midnight to 3 o'clock.
Okay, that's what I thought. So very, very sharp. You have called while the show is not on the air locally because you've called during our live times. Very good, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah,
You want to get that?
I don't know. Is Mark there?
This is Mark. Yes. Hello?
Oh,
it's Mark.
Mark and Ian.
Yeah, Julia's here as well tonight.
Okay. Mark, I was calling in about the Saturday incident with the military man you guys were talking to.
Yeah.
And, Mark, I have to admit that I like the way you took it. You kept a calm head, and you tried to take a peaceful approach. Ian, on the other hand, I agree with 98% of the stuff you said, but unfortunately, I do think the way things were going towards the end when people were calling in, it just kind of sounded like you were being really snotty to people.
Mark definitely has better bedside manner than
me. I think that there's times when I will just go the F off on people, and Ian has to talk me down off the ledge, too. But Ian felt insulted by one of the statists, and, you know, didn't want to let it go was what he said during the break. And I think that it's worth – it bears explaining.
I don't remember.
No, great.
I just know that he just sounded really – was starting to sound really mean and – and I understand that I don't agree with the fact we're over there right now, but
I am not over there right now.
Yeah,
and neither are
you. I respect the people that go over there and at least attempt to try and do some good.
So what was the insult? I mean, I don't remember.
Well, I don't know what you claimed the insult was from the individual.
It was just the way you're talking to people. It was the sound of your voice, the tone of the voice.
It's a time-honored tradition to play good cop and bad cop, right? I mean, you know, and it's not something that we have never done here on Free Talk Live, I can assure you. I think we kind of do it naturally, simply because Ian and I have sort of disagreeing personalities. So whenever, you know, he takes a position, I tend to take a contrary one if I can, whatever contrary position I can and still be true to me. So, you know, kind of that's where the way it'll often go. So in this case, Ian just ended up being the bad cop.
Like I said, I enjoy your show. I love what you guys are doing. I agree with what you guys are saying. Our liberties are being taken away.
It's nice to hear from somebody out there in the Pasco area. KFLD is a station that has been airing our show for quite a long time.
Pasco, Washington?
That's right. In Washington State. And KFLD has been airing the show for a long time in the overnight hours. They originally took the show just on weekends, and then they expanded to every single night of the week, I believe. I think maybe except for Mondays.
You're on 7 days a week.
And it is 7 days. Okay, so yeah, they're taking us all week long on overnights, and it's and the program director, John McKay, he's the one guy. We've got over 110 stations. He's the only one who has ever asked me for bumper stickers. And so KFLD is the only station that you can actually contact and receive a bumper sticker for Free Talk Live through the radio station. I just think that's pretty cool. So,
all right, well,
anyway, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you, Andrew. Yeah, you know, I did, I was a little upset on Saturday night. Those guys were getting to me, that's for sure. the military jingoists?
This is going on, this conversation about the military and this one guy.
It's spanned three days.
One guy calls in, and he was either a soldier or a Marine.
Was it the bulk of your show last night, by the way?
It was a good percentage of it, yeah. I would say it was the bulk. And we had a conversation with him, which I felt was a really great exchange. Where
absolutely.
Honesty was being had. We were holding people responsible
for
their behavior.
There was no insults.
Hopefully they were holding us responsible for ours. That, logic was being put out there. And then, essentially, because we didn't agree with the gentleman about his position, we were saying that weren't respecting him or anything like that. Now, everybody who calls in and it sounds like they have a level head and is able to make a cogent point has said that wasn't the case, but it is and I agree with callers that have said that this is just essentially you're putting their sacred cow out to pasture and they don't like it.
Well, all of us know somebody who's really a good person who's involved in the military.
Sure.
I can think of a Free Stater up here who I'm very fond of who was in the military for 6 or 8 years or something. So when you say something about not being for the military or not supporting the military, I think people really have a hard time dealing with that because it feels to them like you're insulting
their loved ones.
Exactly.
A loved one or the career that they had. I mean, if you're a guy who's at the DAV or the VFW, and, that's what it's about. Because there's a lot of old guys out there that wear that hat.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
It feels like a real insult to the person that they are
right.
when you say that, look, I don't agree with all this foreign adventurism that's gone on with the military. And a lot of them will say that that's okay, that's fine, I don't agree with it either, but you've got to respect the troops. And I don't know what that, support the troops, I think is the term, or respect the troops, whatever. And I don't know what that means. I don't know how you support the troops when you don't support what they're doing.
It means shut up.
That's what it means.
Yeah, it means we don't want
to
hear this.
It really comes down to shut up. Because if I don't support what the troops are doing, and if I don't support what someone's doing, I don't support them in their doing of it. Do I think that they are not human? No, of course not. I believe that they're good people that could, be doing wonderful things in the world and all that stuff. I just want them to stop what they're doing.
Right.
But what the claim is that they're protecting me or protecting the country, and I don't see any. Where's the evidence for that statement?
Well, there are
a lot of
military positions also where people aren't actually in combat, and so for them, for you to say that you don't support what they're doing when they're doing some sort of menial task, you know what I mean? They don't see the connection. Like, well, I'm not out there killing people, so
right,
what's
just
the problem?
Not a menial task either.
Yeah, you're just packing the boxes that are being sent over to the people that are killing.
Right, them. But the connection isn't there, and when you've invested your life in something like that, do you want to make that connection? I mean, that stinks.
No, we're right back to the cognitive dissonance discussion.
I don't even care whether you've got some menial task in Alaska where you're sweeping the floors and the runways. I don't care sweeping the runways off. It doesn't matter to me what it is. It's still a government job, and what I believe is that the most efficient way to make use of people's money is inside of a free market where their money is not taken from them by coercion. I do believe that people will protect themselves in a world where, there aren't these giant militaries. I think it's an interesting question is what about all the other militaries? But in a world where the United States has 10 times the military of the next closest one, I think it's even farther than that. I think it's 5 times.
Who's number two?
I'd have to look it all up. I believe the United States has a larger military than the next 24 militaries combined.
Wow.
Or something like that.
It's believable.
It is. It is.
And, or the military spending of the next 25 industrialized nations
right.
or
and,
something like that.
In the same way, we also get a similar question about the police. And you guys hate the police. Well, no, that's not true. I find a lot of them very likable.
I think it's easier to hate the police because you're in more contact with them.
Mm-hmm.
Like with the military, they're kind of overseas, over there, out of sight, out of mind.
Good point. Yeah.
But with the police, when you get pulled over and they're a jerk
to
you.
The average person is more likely.
Exactly. They're much more likely to be angry with the police.
Right, and the average person is more likely to have a loved one who's been arrested for some nonsense or a grandma who's been shot to death by the police. There's news about that out there as well. Plus, a cop blocker has been shot, not quite to death, but he is, I believe, in critical condition or was in critical condition.
Taking pictures of cops.
Yeah, more coming up here. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
It's Change Your Words, Change Your Life. a daily minute program to help you understand the power of every word you speak. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
Just imagine how much happier we could be in an atmosphere where only good things are spoken. No negative words, hopeless words, but words of hope, faith, and positive expectation. You know, God is a huge fan of good. He is good. All of His creation is declared to be good. He promises to do us good all the days of our life. He works good out of every situation that we commit to Him. The more I ponder it, the more amazed I am that I can immediately increase or decrease my joy and the joy of others by simply choosing to say good things. Do yourself a favor and say something good. Fight the good fight of faith with faith-filled words that will release joy into the very atmosphere that you are in. For Change Your Words, Change Your Life, I'm Joyce Meyer.
For more information and insight on how you can change your words and change your life, please visit Joyce Meyer, spelled M-E-Y-E-R.org. The words we speak can affect our lives in positive and negative ways. In her new book, Change Your Words, Change Your Life, best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher Joyce Meyer examines the power of words that convey our thoughts and emotions. She discusses how our words can increase or decrease our level of joy, and how they can have a positive or negative effect on our future. Change Your Words, Change Your Life, the latest book from New York Times best-selling author Joyce Meyer, is available wherever books are sold.
Hey folks, how will you get home if a riot or natural disaster happens while traveling? If you're like me, you'll have membership with OnCall International. On the phone is the company's CEO, Mike Kelly. Mike, tell us about this coverage.
OnCall International's deluxe membership includes all the great benefits of our annual membership, but also covers emergency evacuation due to earthquakes, volcanoes, political riots, military coups, and more.
Folks, save 30% off your membership today with the code RMAXA30 at OnCallInternational.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. And you can enjoy the features that we have there for you. We've got the bulletin board system in which you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com, and you can do that there. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And if you're frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live, sick and tired of the police state continuing to encroach upon you and your freedoms, tired of watching other people's freedoms being stripped from them, maybe you want to do something about it. And, you know, if you can find other people people in the area and team up with them, that's good where you live. It always feels good to have people around that understand the ideas of freedom. But for most folks out there that are listening to this, you probably feel alone. You probably feel like there really isn't much of a support network where you are, that of the people that are there that support liberty, there just aren't very many. Many of them are too busy or, you know, not willing to do what it takes to achieve liberty in our lifetime. You just don't have the numbers to make an impact. That's how it was for me, at least, when I lived in Florida. I was doing everything I could that I could think of to be active for the ideas of freedom, and I just didn't really feel like I was getting anywhere. I mean, I was treading water and, you know, wasn't really seeing any change as a result of that. And I have to say that the Free State Project has solved that problem for me. Not only has it solved the social aspect of I can surround myself with liberty-minded people all across New Hampshire. There are over 1,000 people here who love the ideas of freedom and are willing to actually do something about it. There are over 12,800 people who have signed up and pledged to make the move to New Hampshire. So there's no shortage of liberty-minded folks with which to commune and to, you know, to talk to and that sort of thing. And also, those folks are active. They're willing to get out there. They're willing to reach out, do political action. They're willing to, you know, do street theater, to create media. They're willing to do civil disobedience, some of them. And that activism is paying off. We're seeing things happen in New Hampshire that just are not happening anywhere else. There's the jury nullification bill, for instance, is a great example of a big win for the Free State Project, where of all the 50 states, there's only one of them that's going to have in the official law a mandate that courtrooms must allow jury nullification discussion, and that the judges will probably even have very specific jury instructions that address jury nullification. That's happening because we have liberty-minded folks who are running for political office here in New Hampshire, and they're winning, because you can actually win a political race here in the Shire. So if being free sometime in your lifetime is important to you, you should go and check it out. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about the Free State Project, and then make the move as soon as you possibly can, because there's no reason to wait for 20,000. We've already got over 1,000 here. We're getting the ball rolling, and the more people we can get here, the sooner, the better. Go to freestateproject.org if you love the ideas of freedom and are willing to do something about it. Let's go to Ty in Tennessee. Ty, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hey, I wanted to talk a little bit about, I guess, something that's been quite a bit of a discussion the last few days, and that's nation worship as a religion in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
That, it almost seems if you talk against the police or the military, it's almost like speaking bad about Jesus or something, you know? Talk about Jesus.
It should be so pleasant.
You know, it just amazes me. I think what the real issue is, when my eyes were finally opened and I realized that the United States of America, the United States government, is not really a legitimate organization to rule my life. Once I got over that, then everything looks ridiculous. But until that time, you know, I was locked into it, like being stuck in the Matrix, to where, of course, you know, you can't talk bad about America. You got to say the Pledge of Allegiance. You know, you got all those different rituals that you have to abide by. And boy, if you talk bad against those, you could be excommunicated.
Yeah.
I have lost a lot of my veteran friends. I'm retired Navy myself.
Hmm.
You know, it took after I got out of the Navy to realize what's going on. And for 23 years, I served thinking I was serving in the interest of furthering freedom. But I have to admit, I am not freer now than when I went in. I am certainly not freer now than I was before 9/11.
I imagine it would be pretty difficult to get young people to sign up for the military if they believed they were, in point of fact, serving the whims of politicians. It would be a tougher pitch, right? Son, come on up, sign up for the military. You're going to be following every single order Barack Obama and George Bush give you. Isn't that going to make you feel proud? That's a little bit more of a difficult sell than it's for your country, son. This is what we do. This is American to be in the military. This is a good feeling, and, you know, kind of appealing to that. emotion.
I wonder how many people are in the military that actually feel that, what you just described, that they want to help their country, and how many people are in the military that just don't know what else to do. Right. And it's a job, and it, they offer the college money and stuff.
I don't know, but how much, you know, it can be both. And I think that this is the sliding scale of it all. It's like, well, I don't know what to do with my life, so I might as well do something of consequence, and that something of consequence I've been told is the military.
Yeah.
I will do that. It's certain, the uniform certainly will get me more of people of the opposite sex than the one from McDonald's.
Sure.
But bad economic situations cause it. That's why I joined.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I could use the excuse of being patriotic and, you know, serving my country, but I joined during a recession because I could not make a living.
According to our board operator, he says that when he was in the military, about a third of the people that he was in with believed they were protecting the United States. The rest of them were there for a job.
Yeah, it really is the truth. It used to bug me so much when people would come up and thank me and call me a hero and stuff. And, you know, I fix things. I repair stuff. I wasn't even in combat or anything mm-hmm. like that. As if there's glory to killing people,
you're a
you
CB?
Know. But, what's that? CB. No, I worked avionics. I
okay.
fixed aircraft stuff.
What's a CB?
CB are the, like, the little the engineer
construct
guys
battalion.
At the Navy.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they're construct battalion guys. But anyway, I just want to say I think that it takes a lot of courage to do what you guys do and actually challenge that nation worship mentality. You know, there's a big thing going on right now in the news about Muslim rage over this film, which I think a lot of that rage is actually manufactured. Yeah, there are probably Muslims that are pissed off about that, no doubt. But just see what happens when you challenge America, when you burn the American flag, you get the Fuhrer, you get people who want to kill other people for burning a flag and being sacrilegious about Americanism.
Yeah, well, if it was acceptable, if it was acceptable to riot in the street over the burning of a flag, then it may very well be done in America. But I think that the same disingenuousness about the America and the the land of the free, and then getting upset when people are in some way insulting to that, is the same thing that's going on in the Middle East. Muhammad's just another prophet as far as Islam is concerned. So why do they care if images of Muhammad are made but not images of Jesus? Why are they not rioting in the streets when Christians make images of Jesus? It's because it's a cultural attachment to their religion of Islam, and they believe that, we've got to protect our cultural heritage, otherwise people will not like
us. These guys are the equivalent of, and they're more in number, obviously, but these people that are rioting are the equivalent of the Fred Phelps. I mean, that's how extreme these people are.
I'd say that there's more of them, yeah.
Exactly.
Hey, thanks for the call, Evan. Appreciate you. Or not Evan, but Ty, thank you. Evan's still to come. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Most people of the Islamic religion, Muslims, are not extreme like that, are not violent in any way. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And most Christians aren't as radical and ridiculous as Fred Phelps. Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can hear more of Julia on Puke in the Gang, which is one of, I can't call it your show necessarily, but you are on.
No, I am on that show regularly.
Yes. On a weekly basis. So folks can go to PukeandTheGang.com. For more of that, which
you're part
is...
of the gang.
I am part of the gang.
You're a gang
now.
Member?
I am.
Okay.
You're the only official female gang member.
I am.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. What does it take to be in part of the gang?
Officially female?
What does it take to be in the gang? Like, is there a qualification?
You have to be awesome.
A member of the gang. All right. So Mark and I have been guests on the show, but does that make
but
us
But you're
part
not
of the gang?
Awesome enough, right. So, I mean... What are you going to do?
Yeah, PukeInTheGang.com. It is definitely a show that is nothing like some of the liberty-oriented shows you might have heard out there. For instance, Free Talk Live or other programs at LRN.FM.
It's a catastrophe, really. I mean, Puke would say that himself.
So let's continue with you and your thoughts. Also, again, you can go to freestateproject.org and learn more about the movement of liberty-minded people coming to New Hampshire. And one of those people is Jason Osborne from SACL CAI. He has made the move. He's moved his business up here. And one of the things we're seeing is more people coming up here with businesses and families settling into New Hampshire and getting active. And it's a great thing that we've got Jason Osborne and SACL CAI behind the show. They've been supporting Free Talk Live for a long time, and they're huge supporters of the ideas of liberty, not just Free Talk Live, but also Gardner Goldsmith's radio program and other great liberty-oriented media out there. SACL CAI is doing a lot of that.
Yeah, if you're interested in, if you've got a business and you want somebody to handle accounts receivable for you, because, well, it's a vexing and arduous task, SACL CAI can do that for you. They can do it in a manner that will respect you and your customers. SACL CAI, you can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page.
Let's go to Evan. He's listening in Iowa. Evan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Julia and Mark.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to call in and thank you for turning me on to, like, a whole bunch of really good ideas. I was in prison for 12 and a half years for some civil disobedience.
Yikes. Civil disobedience? And, okay.
Yeah, some civil disobedience.
What kind of civil disobedience?
Well, the civil magistrate said, thou shalt not rob banks, and I robbed a bank, so.
Oh, my goodness.
That's civil disobedience.
Yeah, I would think that's a crime with a victim. Did you really rob a bank?
Yeah, I did. That was a joke, obviously. I don't think that's civil disobedience.
No.
Wow.
I was a young kid. I was 18. I was stupid.
Were you addicted to drugs? What was the motivation for the needing of the cash?
No, I didn't need cash. I wasn't addicted to drugs. I mean, I smoked weed and drank and stuff, but, you know, just kind of like high school fool around stuff. And
you just wanted to rob a bank for the hell of it, huh?
I wanted to see if I could. I wanted to see if I had, you know, the cojones.
Wow. Was it one bank and then you got nailed?
Yeah, one bank. I got away with it and my girlfriend told on me.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you still together?
No.
I suspect not.
Wow. What was the heist, by the way?
Huh?
How much did you get?
$16,500. Not much.
Now, Julia, you used to work at a bank.
I did.
Does this seem like a typical amount that would be available to somebody?
I would say that's high.
That is high.
Like, we had a requirement.
Did they go in the vault for this?
Yeah, we had a requirement. We were not allowed to have more than $2,000 in our drawers at any given time.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of it would be in either the machines, because we had cash dispensing machines. And if you're getting robbed, you put a code into the computer and they would give out like $5,000 and then shut down. Right. Or you'd go into the vault. The most that you would get out of a really busy bank like in Keene, New Hampshire was, I mean, like $200,000, but at a drawer. Like, so you would actually have to hold up people, take them to the vault to get that.
Yeah, that would be a lot of work, and the police would be on their way.
Right. The quick ones, $2,000, $8,000 if the person was being lazy and not putting their money away like they were supposed to.
Okay, well, I hit two tellers and a drive-thru, which were the only ones that were open, mm-hmm. and it took me somewhere between 20 and 25 seconds because the security cameras took pictures every 5 seconds, and they only had 4 pictures of me.
So this was at a drive-thru?
No, this was in the bank.
Okay.
Drive-thru was next to the tellers. It was a branch office. It was small. It wasn't like one of the big downtown banks.
I'm just wondering who gave you any money on the other side of bulletproof glass is what I was wondering.
Well, you're instructed to give the money.
No, it wasn't on the other side of bulletproof. This is a small town bank in Iowa. I mean, this is the normal counters. And I don't know why this is popping in my head, but on a funny side note, when I did it a full bore. I mask and gun and everything.
And were you alone?
I was alone.
Okay.
When I walked up to the bank, I kind of walked past it the first time because there was someone in the drive-thru, and that was like a element that I couldn't control because they're on the other side of bulletproof glass. So I wanted to wait till the car drove through. Then I walked back, and as I was walking up, I pulled the mask down, I pulled the gun out, and I opened the door. And as I opened the door, this little old lady started walking out. And, you know, I didn't have the heart to, you know, like, get back to the bank or anything like that, you know. So I got the mask down, gun in hand, and I step back and I hold the door for this old lady.
That was nice.
Walks out, and then I go in behind her. And this little old lady stood out in front of the bank. And I guess, like I said, it only took me 20 seconds, so she was down. She walked down the way a little bit, but she was standing out there and telling people, oh, don't go in right now. They're getting robbed.
Now, this isn't funny.
I hired her to do this.
Oh, this is not really funny. I mean, you robbed a bank. You pointed a gun at people. I mean,
he didn't want to shoot anybody. Here's the one thing about bank robbers is they have no intention, generally, of shooting anybody. I mean,
and I did not.
It's the place to go to get money.
Doesn't mean your finger's not going to slip down into the trigger.
I don't support bank robbing or anything like that, but having known a few bank robbers in my
having
time...
Having also been in prison.
Yeah, having been in prison myself, I got to say that, you know, generally what these guys are in, they're in it for the money. This is a rather matter of course, running a bank. They've got insurance. I mean, this is just kind of... This is crime on its most sort of basic level.
And in this case, you weren't even in it for the money. You were in it just to see if you could do it because you were a punk kid.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
12 years in prison, man.
$1,000
That's hardcore.
And the point of my call really was that I was in for 12 and a half years. I just got out a little over a year ago. And so before I went, man, I still had a VHS player. DVDs had just come out. They're like brand new. Only rich kids had them. And, I mean, things like an MP3 player hadn't even been invented yet. So
Technology
was significantly behind what it is today. So I'm living in a cave, basically, for this time period. And I get out. And the reason I wanted to thank you guys, because, I mean, I've jumped full bore into the whole technology thing. And there's a learning curve, obviously. And I wouldn't have known about, like, the Tor project or Bitcoin or rooting Android phones or jailbreaking iPhone. You know, I wouldn't have known about any of that except for listening to your show. You guys talk about that
stuff. Wow. So the geek portion of the show did not go over your head. We've made it understandable, some of the more techie topics that we discussed. That's good to know.
And I wish you talked about it more because you root phones, right?
I have done that.
12 years for you, buddy.
That's not a crime.
I void warranties.
Just voids your warranty.
If Ian gets anywhere near your phone, your warranty's void.
I was thinking about rooting it.
Right. You said your warranty's already void? Is that what you said?
No, it's almost void. I think it's only a year-long warranty, and this November, I bought it last November, so...
It's a fun, geek hack kind of project. Julia has not been having fun with it,
well,
however.
No, I have been having fun.
But you've spent hours and hours
and
hours.
I spent 12 hours, and that's when I finally accomplished something. It requires a lot of reading, and that's interesting to me. Like, I like figuring things out. It's hacking, essentially. I know nothing about hacking, so to me, it's fun, but it takes a lot of time, and some phones are easier than others.
There's all kinds of resources online for your phone. The more popular the phone is, the more stuff there is for it, basically. So if you get one of those cheap Chinese phones that just barely runs Android, you're probably not going to be worth your while to root it. But, I had another question for you, Evan, if you don't mind. And what I was wondering is, did you ever apologize to the bank staff? More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct, and as we've all known, this was coming. You know about their delicious, long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the WaterBob emergency 100-gallon freshwater system, only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home. And Bridgeford Foods' tasty, ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything you want toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features there on the site. They're free. Freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us. Get your shopping taken care of. Whatever it is you're looking for, you can probably find it over at shop.freetalklive.com, in that there are links to Amazon there, and when you enter Amazon through one of those links, Free Talk Live will get a portion of the total purchase price. So you're getting the stuff you're looking for, the same great Amazon prices and super saver shipping deals and everything that you're used to. You're just entering through our affiliate links, so therefore Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. And we've got Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. Just click into the right one for you at shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we've got Evan on the line with pretty sad story about being a teenager and just being stupid and going ahead and robbing a bank just for the hell of it. You got caught and spent 12 years in prison, and you were talking about how when you got out, you somehow came across Free Talk Live, and that we've managed to kind of turn you on to some, technological things that you otherwise might not have been aware of, because you kind of came out, like as you described it, as a caveman after having been in, 12 years and not really being able to experience the development of technology. I mean, I imagine you probably saw a feature here and there in a newspaper article or a television story about some new tech, but that would probably have been about your exposure to it, right?
That's the entire exposure. A commercial on TV is about all I knew about smartphones and all kinds of stuff.
They didn't have any kind of email or anything for you? I mean, I know some inmates have email.
Well, listen, they actually, probably 3 months before I got out, they installed an email, it was like a bank of computers, and they started to let you do email. But as you probably know, Mark, everything in prison is about control and about money. And yep. They charge you for the time that it takes you to type the email. They charge you per email that you send.
Yep.
And everything, okay, for instance, I would have, if I wanted to email you, I would have to, I never did it because I've been kind of on the ideas of liberty and trying to keep as low profile as possible for a long time. And, pretty much because you experience the police state no greater than in prison. And, so I would have to send you an email, and then you would have to go to a link at the BOP website, and then you have to register with them. And I don't know if they've got some access to your computer or something, but they
are. I've actually done this. You said BOP, so you were a federal inmate?
Yeah, I was federal.
Okay, that's interesting. I didn't know that bank robberies were necessarily a federal thing.
FDIC, they're almost all federal.
I see. Yes, I've done this. Mark Emery, who is the Prince of Pot, who's currently in a federal prison for selling pot seeds online, and I believe he has another couple of years left on his sentence. He had emailed me through this system that you're describing, and yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, they charge, like you were saying, by the word, but certainly there's a significant charge involved in doing this, and there is a bit of an onerous sign up process, and they only allow you to have 10 contacts through that email system. So you can only contact so many people with that. But it's there, and at least it's something. I mean, they don't have that in state prison, I don't think.
No, I don't think so. I was in a maximum security, so they started those systems in the lower security prisons first. I was in Leavenworth, and they had just gotten it in like 2011.
Did you ever apologize to the bank? Those are the employees?
I'm currently on federal probation or parole, or they call it supervised release, actually. Mm-hmm. But I'm not entirely sure that approaching those people, those tellers, would go over very well with my parole.
Yeah, I would. It's probably very specifically stated that you're not allowed to contact them.
Yeah.
And, I don't know about a letter, whether that would necessarily be
right.
a problem.
Would you have been able to write a letter from within the prison? Like, send it to the bank and apologize?
I may have had I pursued that. As a side not as a side note, actually, this is kind of with what you're saying. That little old lady I said that I held the doors for?
Mm-hmm.
The FBI came and interrogated her, as they do with everyone when they're investigating a crime. And, when they come in, everybody's a suspect that they eliminate, one by one.
Mm-hmm.
And she stated, like her niece was friends with a friend of my mom or something. And it got back to my mom that she had stated that she was more afraid of the FBI agents than she was of me. She knew what I wanted. They creeped her out.
Interesting. And you actually robbed a bank in your own town.
Yeah, yeah. When I got out, my first apartment was like halfway down the block from it, and I could see the bank from my window.
Jeez.
Wow. So any other reflections on your time in prison? I mean, not very many people get to, spend time in maximum security federal prison. What are some of the big myths that that are attached to prison time like that?
I don't know. It's very different from anything on TV. There are similarities. There's differences. I'm sure Mark can attest to all that, too.
Well, Mark wasn't in federal prison. He was in state prison. So, there's differences, right?
I'll tell you what, there's a huge difference between just from state to state. Like, Iowa state prisons are pretty sweet. And, the good time. I mean, Mark, you had a 25-year sentence, right?
Yep.
And you did 9 on it?
Yeah, but that's after I had to go to the Florida Supreme Court to, get my game time reinstated and that kind of thing.
Yeah, okay. Well, in federal, there is, if you got 25, you'd have done 21 and a half.
Yeah, that's about right, 85%.
Yeah, 85% for everything. For drugs. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you one thing that really awakened my eyes, and this kind of brought me to the ideas of liberty. You guys have talked about the no-take-a-plea deal and everything, and you've frequently kind of said things like, if there's not a big consequence, to jail. I think the more consequence there is, the more you should go to trial. I went to trial on my case, and they had every piece of evidence against me. They had the money. They had the gun. They had the – I went because they didn't even offer me a plea. They said, your plea deal is this, and if you go to trial, it's going to be the same thing. So I went to trial, and that was, educational in itself. But the way they work, it's they put, and I've seen. I'll give you a scenario. There was a drug dealer that was going to trial. One of the days, it was like my pre-trial, so it was maybe a week before I would have went to trial, and they had like 25 witnesses all jammed into a courthouse holding cell, and these were all dudes that had already gotten arrested, had already gotten sentenced, and they're already telling on all their friends.
Yep.
And I was in the next cell over, and I witnessed the prosecutor come in and say to these guys, okay, you are testifying to this. On this date and this date, you bought this and you bought that, and you're testifying to this and you're done at this. I mean, he is absolutely instructing them.
Just orchestrating it.
He's absolutely orchestrating a trial. Absolutely. I'm thinking, where are the 60-minute cameras now? You know, because this is, I mean, this is, like, if your lawyer did that to your witnesses, it'd be tampering in a second. But the prosecutor, you know, sovereign immunity, and I don't know.
Wow. You know, thanks for sharing your story tonight. It's not every day you get to talk to a convicted bank robber, so I appreciate
it. It was for me for a while.
Well, you're right. Evan, thanks. Maybe we'll see you out here in New Hampshire one of these days, and I appreciate your call and the thoughts tonight. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733.
I said this off the air, but I think it's sad that people can make such a big mistake like that at such a young age and be away for so, so long. Like 12 years is a really long time to be in a cave, as he described it, when you did something stupid that you should absolutely have to make good on.
Yeah.
But when you did something stupid that when you were young, because I can think of lots of stupid, stupid things that I did when I was younger.
Well,
and
people who aren't young do stupid things because they're desperate or whatever it is their life circumstances are, and they do wrong things too. But I agree with you. He didn't hurt anyone in what he did. He scared people for sure.
He
could have hurt somebody. Could have been an accident.
I think that's what prison should be based on, largely. Largely is the consequences to people sort of in a physical way, not necessarily that, you know, money can be repaid and he'd be best able to repay money to the insurance companies and the banks
if he were on the outside.
Working.
Yeah.
And if he's not willing to do such a thing, then maybe you're talking about hard labor in order to pay that money.
Well, let's talk about some options that, you know, what should his sentence have been in an ideal world, in a world in which we don't live today? What should his sentence have been? 855-453, the SACL CAI tool. Free line. Free Talk Live Hour 3 is next.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to Geico, now that could be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 per 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.